My name is Anna Maria. A born fascio, I come from a good family in Basel. Unfortunately, I became a widow very young in life. My first husband, the famous architect Johann Ulrich Büchel, died very early. But luckily, I then met Markar. I was still too young to just mope around for the rest of my life. So in 1800, at the age of 41, I got married to the 40-year-old Markar Vocher. I was quite a good catch for him. It's true. After all, I'd inherited from my late husband a handsome property in Sterningeslein, right in the heart of Basel. But I hope that Markar had other things in mind than that. To see how I look then, take a look at my portrait 2 years after our wedding. Well, reason enough to fall in love, wouldn't you say? Life in Sterningeslein shaped our entire marriage, as in 1809 my dear husband realised his dream and created a circular building on the plot of the garden. Nearby was one of the tallest buildings in town. Up in it, he painted a circular painting of Thun and the surrounding area almost every day for 5 years. Now that's what I call work. He'd always loved Thun. He'd been up to this little town on Lake Thun as a guest many times. You know, truth is, this project was a little crazy. Because up till then, he'd been known as a so-called minor master. He mostly painted very small-sized paintings, which you could easily carry with you, often of landscapes. And now, all of a sudden, he became this monumental painter, all by himself. So you can imagine how important it was for him to have me standing behind him as his wife. Unfortunately, my fortune was not enough for the building, so a subscription list and a mortgage for it was set up. But you'd hardly believe it, the panorama became famous all around the world. People came from Brazil, South Africa, Russia, America, and all countries of Europe. See for yourself in the guest book on the stand in the next station where people came from just to visit Markard's panorama. Professor Daniel Burkhardt Wettermann wrote the following laudatory words more than 130 years later. The strange, almost orientally stern-looking tall building housed one of the most famous sites for ages, one that was surely more greatly cherished by the public than the Holbein paintings hanging in the museums. As you've already noticed from the use of the past tense in the quote, the rotunda and the circular painting were not in Basel for all eternity for the world to marvel at. After my death in 1828, my husband even tried to sell the panorama because he needed the money badly, but it didn't work. When he followed me 2 years later, there was nothing for it but bankruptcy. I'm very glad that I didn't live to see it. Ask the bankruptcy trustee about it.